Hi, Steph.
Hello. So a big year ahead, and I thought I'd firstly do a quick whip through of some of the albums coming out tomorrow. It's a big release day. I think, everyone's kind of returning back from the summer slumber, the Christmas break and the holidays. And yeah, there's a ton of releases coming out tomorrow. The first one I want to mention is Sharon Van Etten. It's the fifth album from New York-based singer-songwriter. It's called Remind Me Tomorrow. Almost 5 years since we've heard from her, but she's been keeping really busy, initially kind of taking that time off to pursue a degree in psychology, which she did, but also became pregnant with her first child, picked up her first professional acting roles in shows Twin Peaks and The OA. But yeah, that's coming out tomorrow. Sharon Van Etten, Remind Me Tomorrow.
That, just one of those things sounds exhausting.
Yeah, she's had a big year and a lot of changes in her life, which I think is a prominent theme in the album. We've also got D Hunter, album number 8 from the band, which they describe as a science fiction album about the present and it's called Why Hasn't Everything Disappeared, and also co-produced by Welsh singer-songwriter Kate Le Bon. And you've been hearing one of their singles, you know, spin throughout the summer break, so very exciting to hear a new album from them coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, a science fiction album, that's interesting. I thought it couldn't get any more out there with Owen Lakes and the Tragic Loves, the Electro Country. That one threw me for a loop, but science fiction.
Yeah, but having said that, it's probably one of their most or more accessible albums to date. D Hunter, Why Hasn't Everything Disappeared? And lastly, out tomorrow also is Toro y Moi, Outer Peace, which is the sixth album from Chaz Barron and that Toro y Moi moniker. He's been a champion of this chill wave micro genre for a while, and this album is still of the electronic variety, with him drawing influences from the accessible dance music of Daft Punk, and he says also French synth experimentalist Wally Badarou.
Okay, so yeah. It's a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, huge day.
Awesome. So what else have we got coming up this year?
Well, someone who counts David Lynch as a collaborator and fan, out of New Zealand, it's Holly Fulbrook, who makes the most plush folk songs under the Tiny Ruins moniker. Her third album, Olympic Girls, is out February 1st, and she's recently signed to Milk Records for that one.
Milk Records, that's very cool.
Yeah, and this next one I know you'll be excited for. It's Julia Jacklin.
Yes.
She's returned to her solo project. She has had a busy year last year with the Fantastic Furniture release and, you know, has been touring that album, but she's come back to her solo work and got an album from her called Crushing out February 22nd.
I actually do have that one written down in the diary. I'm very excited for that one.
Yeah. And in November last year, might have been missed by a couple of people, Karen O and Danger Mouse unveiled this 9-minute trip hop affair called Lux Prima. Karen O, of course, from Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and Danger Mouse, powerhouse producer, and more recently worked on the Parquet Courts record. Now, just yesterday, it's been confirmed that Lux Prima is also the title of their collaborative album, and that's due out March 15th. And very exciting, they've also shared a new single with that news. It's called Woman, if you want to check it out. Yeah, Karen O and Danger Mouse, Lux Prima, album out March 15th.
I'm going to guess that Woman is not 9 minutes long.
No, it's not. They've gone for a more, I guess, radio-friendly track for this one, yeah. And you mentioned alt electronic, Owen Lakes and, you know, alt country and electronic music. And, you know, that leap is a skillful one.
It is.
But Lamb Chop, a Nashville outfit, is, you know, a group that has done that very successfully over the years, and they have decided to skip number 13 and make their upcoming album This Is What I Wanted to Tell You their 14th.
So they're just not going to release a 13th album?
No, they're not. Right. They're calling this album number 14.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's also due out in March. And from what I've heard, it follows their previous release and offers up an electronic palette.
Okay. I love that. Take it into your own hands. This is not our 13th album.
Yeah. Like most business buildings in the CBD that would skip 13, they have also done that too.
A fine tradition to carry on.
Yes.
And so I know there's some rumours that have been flying around as well.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be fun to look at a couple of albums that I guess are untitled, unannounced, rumours. The first one, recently last week, Sleater Kinney announced that not only they would be releasing a new album sometime in 2019, they haven't given us a date yet, but that it would be produced by Saint Vincent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so the group announced the news in a tweet with a photo of the four of them in the studio, and that just pretty much lit up my news feed.
Because yeah. Announcing things via Twitter is how we do things yes. these days, of course.
So Sleater Kinney with an album coming out sometime this year, produced by Saint Vincent. And secondly, more homegrown talent is Dick Diver out of Melbourne. Members Steph Hughes and Al Montfort, who's also part of Total Control, appeared on 3RRR radio at the tail end of 2018 and shared that they were about to head into the studio and record a new album. So they've written the songs, they were heading into the studio over the Christmas holiday break to record it, and yeah, their last one was Melbourne, Florida from 2015, and yeah, they've stayed quiet since then, with half of the band living in Sweden and England. So, yeah, very excited to see a to-be-announced album from them.
Yeah, and that's, that has been a while as well.
Yeah.
Very exciting stuff. It's going to be a huge year.
It will be. Yeah, lots more to come. You've seen my upcoming release schedule. It's just, I think I've only just, you know, touched on a few releases here, but there's so much more coming out, and very excited to share it with everyone on 2SER.
Thanks so much, Steph.
Thank you.